This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As we can tell by the changing temps, harvest and fall will both be arriving soon. Melissa Bell, a commercial agronomist for Mycogen, says fall is a good time to pay attention to crop conditions and stock quality, as both of those things can impact your seed choice for next spring.
Fall is always a great time to look at things in the field, and I like to focus a lot on disease. At this point, whether it's a stalk disease, a foliar disease like gray leaf or northern corn leaf blight, ear rots, all of those things are great things to keep an eye out for. I didn't notice as much disease pressure in general this year in comparison to last year. I am keeping my eye out for some stalk rots also, though, knowing that some areas dealt with more stress. Those are kind of where I'm prioritizing my scouting. Ear molds is another one. Last year, especially western Illinois, saw so much diplodia, and I'm continuing to keep my guard up for that. And really, taking all of these observations into consideration, it will help us choose, you know, hybrids that might have better disease ratings, maybe help us save that cost of a fungicide application next year, or maybe give us more flexibility for an option that will go into a continuous corn system. So I think really getting a good handle on what disease you have out there and how the products that you're currently planting, how they reacted to the environment you had, can always be very helpful information and can help reward you the next year.
Well, it makes sense, because if you are evaluating how a crop did and it didn't do very well, obviously you probably don't want to plant the exact same thing.
Yep, that's right. And we definitely have different things happening year in and year out, and I think it's a great learning experience for us every season that we deal with. And of course, then the seed industry, we're always turning over new products, bringing out hybrids that have better yield, genetic yield potential, others that have better disease tolerance. So it's always good to keep an eye on what's coming, but also get familiar with what you've got to help you make the best decision for your farm.
Well, great advice. I think it all makes great sense what you just said. The other question or thing I wanted to talk to you about is when we think about corn, obviously the stalk is very important. Number one, I think, is because you don't want all of your corn to be laying on the ground when you go to combine it. But anything else you'd like to tell us about why stalk health is so important?
Yeah, this is another great time to keep your eye on that and really start to target your fields that you might have stalk issues in for early harvest. Last year, it seemed that we had, of course, a really warm, hot fall, and harvest happened. You know, we wish we could have harvested everything all in the same day, because our corn got really dry late in the season. So I think going out, scouting your field, seeing what might be ready, what fields might have stalk issues, can help you to pinpoint what you really need to harvest early and what you can let sit and wait till later on in the season.
And once again, that advice comes from Melissa Bell, an Illinois commercial agronomist for Mycogen. Well, attendance at the Illinois State Fair was up by 15.5% this year, and gate and parking revenue increased by nearly 10%. Preliminary estimates show over 401,000 people attended this year's fair, which was an increase of about 54,000 from the previous year, which, of course, last year was plagued by record floods, power outages, and sweltering heat. And the highest attended day of the fair this year was Saturday, August 12th. For the second year in a row, the fair shattered the ticket sales record at the grandstand. This year, a record 59,023 tickets were sold, with concerts such as Pentatonix, Five Finger Death Punch, and Alabama having the top sales. And the overall ticket sales totaled $2 million. Annually, the Illinois State Fair provides a tremendous economic impact to the city of Springfield and surrounding communities, and the most recent study shows that the Illinois State Fair contributes $86 million to the local economy. In other news, if you weren't already aware, there's a National Corn Ethanol Research Center located on the SIU campus in Edwardsville. It seems odd for the facility to be located at a non-ag college, but its proximity to St. Louis is a benefit for the center. This morning, we'll visit with a National Corn Ethanol Research Center intern from Fillmore, Miss Ida Hand.
At the Research Center, we facilitate the commercialization of biofuels and biomaterials and bioproducts through research with different partners that want to come And a little bit about what I do is I work with our customers and get them the information of what their product is producing and get it to them as quickly as possible.
So when you say customers, are you working with farmers or businesses, and are they bringing you ideas, or, you know, tell us a little bit more about the research that goes on?
They're definitely bringing us some ideas. We work with small companies to Fortune 500 companies, so it's a big scale of small and little. So they bring us all different ideas, and we try to work with our facility and see, make it successful.
So I guess promoting biofuels, obviously you're working with corn and using that as ethanol and some other bioproducts that you've showed me here at the Farm Progress Show. So is that the purpose, or what is the research center striving to do?
Different ways to promote corn through DDGS, through corn oil, sort of helping our farmers out by giving corn more of a demand. So essentially it will make prices go up higher in order for our farmers to make more money.
So when I hear National Corn Ethanol Research Center, I start to think about the National Corn Growers Association. Is that someone that plays a role in what you're doing there?
Yes, we do a lot of projects with them. We have a lot of events together and do a lot of research projects. So we're sort of hand in hand there working with each other to promote corn.
So the research center is located in Edwardsville, and I think near SIUE, actually.
Yes. It started back in 2003. So it's on the campus, and we do tours. And in order to do a tour, you can contact Jackie Pullman. She is our specialist of commercialization. And you can contact her at 618-659-6737, extension 260.
Ida Hand, marketing and administrative intern for the National Corn Ethanol Research Center in Edwardsville. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.